We're driven by the search for better. But when it comes to hiring, the best way to search for a candidate isn't to search at all. Don't search, match with Indeed. Indeed is your matching and hiring platform with over 350 million global monthly visitors, according to Indeed data, and a matching engine that helps you find quality candidates fast. Ditch the busy work. Use Indeed for scheduling, screening, and messaging so you can connect with candidates faster. Leveraging over 140 million qualifications and preferences every day, Indeed's matching engine is constantly learning from your preferences. So the more you use Indeed, the better it gets. Join more than 3.5 million businesses worldwide that use Indeed to hire great talent fast. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/Blue Wire. Just go to Indeed.com/Blue Wire right now and support our show by saying that you heard about Indeed on this podcast. That's Indeed.com/Blue Wire. Terms and conditions apply. Need to hire? You need Indeed.
Philip has just lost the respect of the Youth League football team he coaches. He was asked what New England should do in the draft, and his answer was objectively terrible. The Athletic just wrote a great article about this, but Philip doesn't have the Athletic or the respect of a boisterous group of 11-year-olds who once looked up to him. Learn from Philip's error, get the Athletic, and get the info you need to speak draft fluently.
Hi, everybody. Welcome to another edition of the Wildcat Weekly Podcast. I'm Voice of the Cats, Wyatt Thompson, alongside his longtime color analyst, Stan Weber, previewing the 2020 Kansas State football season. Well, we've been through a lot, but still a lot to go through. And today on the program, we talk about the defensive line, as Stan joins me now. Our program is presented by Chick-fil-A Manhattan off the Tuttle Creek Boulevard with drive-through and mobile curbside available. Download the Chick-fil-A app today. Well, that defensive line is an interesting one as we kind of look ahead to next year, Stan. You've certainly got to replace some good players. A guy like Reggie Walker, starting defensive tackles, Trey Deshaun and Jordan Mitty. But you look at what K-State has back, and you probably have to start with Wyatt Hubert. He had a really fine season a year ago with 12 and a half tackles for loss and 7 sacks. Big-time player, big-time motor.
Yeah, anytime you have next to your name and your capability, the honor of being first team all Big 12, Wyatt, how cool does that sound? Wouldn't that be awesome if you were a first team all Big 12 guy? Well, Wyatt Hubert is, and he's young. So there's still plenty of development, growth opportunities for him. But Wyatt did a great job, Wyatt, and he got better as the season went along. That's the cool thing is not only was he starter and the guy that K-State looked to as the best defender on the team last year, he got better and harder to block and was a bigger factor as the season went along. He also stepped it up leadership-wise. So he's the guy you start with when you talk about K-State defense, and that's good news. It's nice to have a star player, a first-team All-Big 12 guy playing that position and having a pass rusher that can cause some havoc. He had 7 sacks last year, and I expect that number to go up. But it is a position, other than Wyatt Hubert, that you look around and say, maybe it doesn't get talked about as much as the offensive line because K-State loses all 5 starters from last year. And other than Josh Rivas, really all playing time gone. We look at this defensive line, and there's a lot more turnover with that group as well, more than people might think. You talked about Reggie Walker. Kyle Ball is a defensive end that got in the rotation. He's no longer there. Trey Deshaun, Jordan Mitty, Joe Davies at the defensive tackle position. So a big turnover group again, Wyatt. You're going to have some guys step up and make plays. Really, if you look at that defensive tackle position, you're bringing some new players in that need to make a difference. But of the roster from last year, the good news is Eli Huggins is really starting to improve and play better football. Drew Wiley's up his game a little bit. They didn't have a ton of playing time last year. Eli Huggins playing only 6 games. But when you go from one season to the next, there needs to be a new wave of guys, an improvement level. And we're seeing that starting, at least. I wish we had some spring ball to watch, but I'm happy to say that Eli Huggins has picked up his game. Drew Wiley can be a factor in there, and there's a couple other guys as well, plus some new guys we're going to have to talk about.
Yeah, for sure. We'll talk about those new guys in just a moment, but trying to replace Trey Deshaun and Jordan Mitty in the middle I think is difficult from, one, the experience, but, two, Stan, just their football knowledge. Both of those guys were very heady football players that knew a ton about the game. And it's just, let's just be honest. It's hard to replace that. It just is.
It is, because it's like a wrestling match in there. When you think about defensive tackle and the grind that they have, when they do good work, Wyatt, it doesn't necessarily show up as he made the tackle. It just maybe another play. But the differential between being able to have that fight and get the work done well and not is big. And so we can't state enough. It's hard for us when we're doing a radio broadcast to break down. You know, we don't have a television screen to show people about the work that a Trey Deshaun or a Jordan Mitty did. And obviously Jordan Mitty's father is the women's basketball coach at K-State. He's been around the big time coaching. Those guys did a nice job, especially thinking about Trey Deshaun and starting the way he did year after year after year. Basically was a four-year starter for the Cats. I thought Joe Davies stepped up, didn't have a lot of experience, but was a factor as well last year. So credit those guys. K-State's defense did a nice job, and it starts right there where the ball snapped. They have to control the line of scrimmage, because if you allow teams to run on you, Wyatt, at will, you're not going to win. I mean, the passing game's fancy and fun and the way you score points, but you know what? If your defense cannot slow the opponent's run down and they can run up the middle anytime they want, then you're not going to win games. So those guys did a nice job. We'll see if these other guys can step up. You know, Jalen Pickle is a third-year sophomore from Cimarron. Will he be able to be a little bit of a factor for the Wildcats? Pulamau is a big old boy. You know, can he grow up as a redshirt freshman and be a part of this group? You don't know, but there's opportunity there. But obviously there's also going to be some guys in the junior college ranks, Wyatt, that might plug themselves right into the middle of this group and be a part of the rotation. Robert Hintz, the second, played at Northwest Mississippi Community College, and Derek Newton played at Butler County. And you know this, Wyatt, but it might be a reminder for K-State fans. Derek Newton actually redshirted in 18 under Bill Snyder at K-State. So he's kind of started at K-State, rolled around to Butler County, and is back. But Robert Hintz and Derek Newton are another couple guys that can be in there. And then also a young man from Hutchinson Community College, Gainis, who's going to wear number 13. How about a defensive lineman wearing number 13? he could be a factor as well. So we got a mixture, Wyatt, of some really new names from the outside that could be a part of the rotation, and some fairly new names to K-State fans. Probably not a lot of people are going to be rolling off saying Eli Huggins and Drew Wiley a lot without thinking about it for a while.
Yeah, well, you mentioned Huggins, and he played in the six games a year ago, but I remember Chris Kleiman telling us on a road trip, you and I, that he really thought that this young man was going to develop and be a good player, and I think we saw glimpses of that. And then you also talked about Drew Wiley. Here's a guy that, again, he's been a career backup to this particular point, but he has played some, rock steady. I think with those guys, along with Matthew Pulamau, who you mentioned, and then Henson Newton, maybe you're not at the same level as last year in terms of experience and maybe toughness and those kind of things, but at least it gives you a chance to start to build from the ground up with those guys, because there's quite a few bodies in there and guys that have the chance to be pretty good football players.
Yep, we've thrown numbers at it, and that is a smart place to start. Okay, we make this reference once in a while, Wyatt, but it's so relevant. Remember this time last year, the running back position?
Exactly.
Oh, what? You're sitting there saying, what exactly is K-State going to do at the running back position? And all of a sudden, you start reeling off a bunch of names, okay? And they're just names to you. You don't know if they're going to be countable to be good enough players. None of them may be. You know they're going to get playing time, but I just remember going down a long list, probably 6, 7, 8 guys at the running back position where I said, well, I have no idea how this is going to work out. Hopefully it works out okay. But at least Coach Kleiman did a great job of going out and getting a Jordan Brown and a James Gilbert to come in, Tyler Burns, getting him back on the K-State campus. You know, those things were important to just have guys and hope that someone develops. So that's the first thing. We'll say that about the defensive tackle. And if it comes out nearly as good as the running back situation did last year, we're going to be very happy. They definitely threw numbers at it. We talked about 3 junior college defensive tackle guys coming in. They've addressed the situation. Huggins and Wiley can grow up, and then there's others. But if you're just wanting to be a conservative sort and say, well, what do you think? Definitely question marks. definitely question marks, Wyatt, because
sure.
Trey Deshaun was a four-year starter and Jordan Mitty really grew up, and those guys were rock solid. They weren't ever out of position. You know, they lined up in the right spot. They did what they're supposed to. They kept to their assignment. They were tough. That's a great word, Wyatt. That's a football word right there. We use it in basketball too, but they're tough. So who's going to step up and be that tough guy? Who's going to be able to take on that guard in the center and just get beat up all day long? And all of a sudden, suddenly a fullback smashing you in the mouth. And you didn't expect to see him coming. And can you just grind down after down and do the right thing and still support the team and not get exhausted and those kind of things? We'll see. We're going to see. But I really think a lot like the running back position, they've addressed it with numbers. There are prospects that could pop. And we might be acting like the running back position going, you know, if two of those three junior college guys are just absolutely legit and big-time starters, we're going to be looking at that position as a strength, Wyatt. This position could end up being a strength. But right now, we'll say a lot of numbers and plenty of question marks to see which guys are going to develop.
All right. Let's go back to the defensive end position because
Wyatt Hubert.
Yeah. You start there, no question about that. But I'm not going to kid anybody here. Bronson Massey has a lot of experience, and I know you are as excited as I am about the potential of Khalid Duke. That kid is a good-looking young football player.
Yeah, he is, Wyatt. And, boy, he started showing it at the end of last year, and he's got a spark about him, a difference-making. You think about a Josh Youngblood and how you think about him offensively. I think, Wyatt, you can think that way about Duke.
Agreed.
He sparks. He makes big plays. He looks the part. So if he can just bring it down after down, then he has stardom potential to help. And, you know, he can play linebacker. He can rush at the defensive end. He has a variability, flexibility. K-State really wants to use him. But you're right. We're going to have to rely on a guy like Bronson Massey to step up and be that rock. You know, think about a Kyle Ball last year who could be counted on at any time. You call him a starter or you don't call him a starter. It doesn't matter. He's going to get out there and play, and you're not going to see a difference. And that's what Bronson Massey needs to do for the Wildcats, because he's the most likely guy to step up and be a factor for K-State. There's other players who you hope can be a factor, a Cartez, Crook Jones, Jace Friesen. Can they step up and be a factor? Spencer Trussell, are they going to be? And then I'm going to leave the last guy for Wyatt Thompson. This is Wyatt Thompson at his best, man. He's going to let us know about this Samoan, Tyrone T. Wyatt, what are you going to call him? What's his last name going to be? I can't wait to hear how you're going to pronounce it.
Well, as of right now, I believe it's Tyrone Tilleni.
Tilleni. I'm going with that, Wyatt. You are so good at these things. So Tyrone Tilleni.
Yeah.
You know, another
junior college
guy. He could
be a factor. Yeah.
So you got basically four guys. Four guys were recruited from the junior college ranks to play along the defensive line. So, again, you got the numbers. That whole defensive line is a position that has to step up. You feel so comfortable because you say the name Wyatt Hubert, and I can just keep saying over and over. That's great. You don't have that star offensive lineman like Wyatt Hubert is to the defense. But still, offensive and defensive line play is so core, and that's where the questions are for K-State's football team. How good will they be? Are they good enough to win a Big 12 championship? Those kind of questions are going to be defined, Wyatt, by how those lines do. You know, how those lines do. And obviously, if Skylar Thompson's healthy and that kind of thing. But
sure.
Assuming you have decent health and Skylar's available and does his thing, the real variable to take K-State from being good to great, Wyatt, that range is where they're sitting, is really going to be defined about the offensive and defensive line play.
Yeah, and we really didn't even mention Buddy Wyatt and Coach Tui, and those guys with a lot of bodies, I think will do a good job coaching those kids. It may take a little bit of time to mesh them all together, but those guys have a lot of great experience, and that is always a plus, no question about that.
K-State's well-coached, and those guys are veterans. And again, one of the things we'll talk about as you listen to the podcast of the defense is the coordination factor with the defense. I mean, some teams have a defensive line coach, Wyatt. A defensive line coach that coaches four guys. Okay, got it. But when you have two coaches and they split up defensive tackle and defensive end, those guys are so interlinked. It's the equivalent of having two offensive line coaches. Think about
right.
that, Wyatt.
Mm-hmm.
So, you know, if you had a right side offensive line coach and a left side offensive line coach, you know what you'd be saying? I don't care about what side. They got to work together, man. You know, these guys got to work together. It starts with the coaches. If the coaches aren't on the same page, it's impossible for the line to play together. So you bring up a good point. Tuiasa Sopo and Buddy Wyatt are real veterans, and they work well together. As we talk in the future, Wyatt, I won't get into it now too much. That is a big theme of K-State's defensive philosophy. The coaches that we have a lot of defensive coaches, and Chris Kleiman is a defensive guru as well. There's a lot of voices and a lot of focus on that defensive side. And what's amazing is, I'll report to you, they work so well together. Nothing to be taken for granted, Wyatt. It's unusual that a coaching staff does not have some egos, friction, and those kind of things. And when you have a defensive tackle coach and a defensive end coach, for instance, it can happen very easily, and it does it at K-State. Those guys are working well. So hand it to the coordinators, hand it to those two individuals coaching those groups especially, and obviously Chris Kleiman setting the tone of who he hires, how he sets things up, how he works with them. It's really fun to see our defensive tackles and defensive ends work so well together, starting with those coaches.
Well, that is a look at the defensive line. On our next program next week, we'll take a look at the linebackers. Today's show presented by Chick-fil-A Manhattan off Tuttle Creek Boulevard with drive-thru and mobile curbside available. Download the Chick-fil-A app today. For Stan Weber, I'm Wyatt Thompson. Thanks so much for listening, and go Cats.
1, 2, 3, 4. Those are numbers, but you already knew that. If you want to know what number you're going to pay each month for your car, use Kelley Blue Book My Wallet on AutoTrader. They're really good at numbers. AutoTrader.